Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 6. Yesterday we explored your relationship with conflict situations and looked at vulnerability as a way of gathering a little more information about how conflict affects us and the person we're in conflict with. Today we're going to have a look at how empathy can play a part in working with conflict. So why do we want to empathise with someone we're in conflict with? And what even is empathy? Well, it's about understanding and sharing the feelings of another. You don't need to have experienced the same thing as them, but you can still connect with how they feel, based on your own felt human experience. And in connecting with another person's vulnerability, we're effectively taming the monster, and looking beyond our seemingly solid belief about them, what they present to us, and going a bit deeper. Just to be clear, offering empathy to someone else doesn't mean we're letting them off, or condoning their actions. What they've done might well not be okay. We're simply opening to the possibility of changing our relationship with them and being curious about what it might be like for this conflict to dissolve. And as I said yesterday, this person wants to be happy, just like you, deep down. Offering empathy towards a person we have conflict with is a tricky practice, so it's likely you'll feel some resistance. But it's an important practice if we want to break down those walls between us and them and open up to the possibility that we're not so different. Okay, we're going to put this in practice in meditation. So finding your comfortable upright posture. Sitting tall and dignified. With a sense of uplift. While also feeling grounded and stable. And then taking a deep breath in. Breathing out and gently closing your eyes. And we're going to give our minds and bodies the opportunity to settle. So focusing your attention on your breathing. And that's wherever it's most vivid for you. Gently resting your attention on each and every sensation of your breath. And remembering that each time your mind wanders off, away into thinking, that's totally normal. It's what our minds do. So when that happens, gently but firmly, bring your attention back to your breathing. And continuing to do this. Now allowing your breath to move into the background of your awareness and bring to mind a person you have been or are in conflict with. And you don't have to choose the most difficult person. It could be someone you find it awkward to talk to. It could be someone you have a power struggle with or someone you've never really related to. Bringing them to mind, and then seeing them in their other possible roles in life. So if they're a work colleague, seeing them as a mother, a father, a brother, sister, auntie, uncle, or maybe carer. Seeing them in a different role to how you experience them. And if they're a member of your family, maybe imagining how they are at work, in their professional role. And as you imagine this person performing a different role, you can know that just like you, they too have experienced successes and failures, ups and downs, disasters, and big life challenges. And just like you, they too have been ill and vulnerable, and unsure of what they want to do in their life. And just like you, they too have been let down, been at the other end of an insult, or had days where their mood was low and they didn't know why. They too are trying to get through each day, hoping that it will all work out. And sitting with these words, just like me, they want to be happy, safe, and well. Just like me, they want to be happy, safe, and well. And continuing to say these words in your head, and noticing how your emotions and your body responds to them. Letting go of this practice. And now taking a deep breath in. Breathing out. As we end this meditation. Noticing how you found that experience. And what it was like to experience that person in a different way. In a different role. Remember, I'm not saying that what they've done is right. So we're simply softening our experience of them by seeing what we have in common and connecting with their human experience. And it's very easy to make people we have conflict with or don't really understand into aliens. We tend to like to separate ourselves in this way to make sure we make it clear to ourselves that we're nothing like them. So empathy is about connecting with the vulnerability in another, and ourselves, in order to respond in a truly caring and compassionate way. We're not trying to fix them or fix ourselves, but simply acknowledging that they might be suffering. And then when we see them, we can mindfully respond to them, and if that means giving them a good telling off, we can still do that. But we're doing this from a different place. a place of care and compassion and understanding. Tomorrow we're going to explore forgiveness. And again, forgiveness doesn't mean that what someone has done is right and you're letting them off, but rather that you accept this is the way they are, this is their action, and most likely it comes from some form of vulnerability within them. Whether it be asserting their status due to feeling vulnerable themselves, or perhaps they're unaware of how they affect others, because it's been rare that someone has tuned in to how they feel and empathised with it. That's all for today. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 7.